This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Smoke remains heavy in the air this morning around Boulder County and Superior, where yesterday's fires ripped through neighborhoods. Hundreds of homes and businesses were lost. Boulder Sheriff Joe Pelley said high winds made the fire almost impossible to fight.
Our folks, the police officers, the deputy sheriffs, and the firefighters are essentially just running ahead of this, trying to get people out of the way. That's all you can do.
Boulder County opened several shelters for evacuees, including one specifically for people who have COVID-19. Evacuation orders for areas outside Boulder County were lifted late Thursday. Police in Broomfield and Westminster said residents could safely go home. COVID cases keep rising in Colorado. A lot of people are wondering what they can safely do to celebrate the new year. That includes Dr. Richard Zane at UC Health.
I have a teenage son who wanted to have 30 people over for a New Year's party. 30 is too big. 5 is about the right number. And all of the parents have to say, my kid's been vaccinated and boosted if it's the appropriate time, and none of them have any symptoms.
Zane says people who are unvaccinated, are immunocompromised, or live with people with serious health issues should be more cautious. This last day of the year is expected to bring snow to much of Colorado. Chris Sanders with the National Weather Service says it's best to stay off the roads if possible.
The timing of this thing isn't the best with New Year's Eve and all the festivities going on. If you have to travel, be aware of, you know, what you're going to head into.
Front Range areas could get several inches of snow. This is CPR News and KRCC.